Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today, you'll learn a lot about different types of comparison. You'll hear a study where they compared eating carbs before a workout to not, and then you'll find out which type of cardio is best for fat loss. And you'll even discover what you can take to help preserve your memory. Life is a competition. But most times, we're focusing on the wrong competitor. You can try to compete with everyone at work or on social media, but you're never going to win. That's because when you spend all your time and energy trying to one-up someone else, you spend less time figuring out the best way to improve yourself. You will only win when you recognize the real competition is against yourself. You can control the weights you lift every week. You can control what you eat every day. You can control whether you spend all day getting trapped on your phone, being a kind person, or putting in extra hours to master your craft. But you can't control the lighting and trickery on someone else's social media posts. Too many of you get stuck competing against siblings, classmates, and everyone else. What if you told yourself that was all fake? What if you let yourself know the only competition is you? If you can make that shift, you'll be ahead of everyone else wasting their time competing with others. Now, let's get to today's tips. Gone are the days when you need to eat as many carbs as possible before a hard workout. But that doesn't mean you should avoid them completely. Research suggests that carbs help support better performance, especially if you're performing a longer endurance-focused workout. Scientists compared those who ate more carbs before a long workout lasting 90 minutes to those who didn't eat many carbs. Those who fueled up maintained higher intensity and had less fatigue. If you're going to do longer lasting activity, especially endurance exercise, like running or biking, or you want to build muscle, or are trying to maximize performance or strength, enjoying pre-workout carbs is probably in the best interest. Unless you're doing a workout longer than 2 or 3 hours, you don't need to go crazy. Approximately 20 to 40 grams of carbs, or 1 to 2 slices of bread or a banana will do the trick, and it is best to combine with about 20 to 40 grams of protein. But this doesn't mean you must eat carbs. If you feel better when you work out on an empty stomach, you can still make incredible progress. Remember, I train on nothing but caffeine and then eat my first meal after my workout. If your workouts are shorter than 60 minutes, your need for carbs is less. You can fuel up with coffee, a good pre-workout, or some electrolytes. And if you're focused on fat loss, eating fewer carbs before a workout could support your fat-burning goals, assuming your lack of carbs doesn't result in bad workouts where you can't push as hard. Speaking of cardio, many people argue whether one type of cardio is better than another, and a new study might have put the debate to rest. Scientists recently found that high and lower intensity cardio were equally effective at supporting weight loss goals. The research focused on randomized controlled trials, which included 11 studies assessing the effectiveness of cardio. The high intensity workouts lasted an average of 27 minutes and were performed 3 to 5 times per week. The lower intensity sessions were performed the same number of days, but the workout lasted approximately 45 minutes. Both programs resulted in similar fat loss, body weight reduction, BMI changes, and triglycerides. That said, the high intensity workouts did a better job of improving fasting glucose and total cholesterol. If you want to figure out the best cardio for you, don't forget rule number one. Consistency is king. The activities you do repeatedly will deliver results. So you can spend all day optimizing, but what matters is consistent work and effort. That means selecting programs that best match your behaviors, routines, and lifestyle. Different types of cardio will have trade-offs. High-intensity workouts require less time, but they can put more stress on your body and require more recovery. Lower-intensity cardio requires longer workouts but creates less fatigue, making it typically easier to bounce back faster, or you can mix and match different types of training. If you determine the variables that best allow you to stick to a plan, and remember to stay patient, it's only a matter of time before you'll see results. Finally, let's talk about supplements. We are critical of many supplements overstating claims, but when research starts adding up, we want you to know about it. Recent research suggests that a good multivitamin could help you protect your memory. Scientists reviewed 5 studies on approximately 8,000 older individuals over 2 years. The goal was to assess how multivitamins affected cardiovascular health, but they also focused on brain health, memory, and cognitive function. While the multivitamin didn't appear to do much for executive function, the researchers saw a real change in memory. They estimated that daily multivitamin use protected memory significantly and was associated with nearly 5 years less aging. This isn't the first time we've shared a study about multivitamins and aging, which is why it was worth sharing again. Often, new findings get all the attention. However, research that is replicated and discovers similar results deserves fanfare, because that's when you can feel more confident something works. At this point, we don't know if the memory benefits extend to younger individuals. But if you want to try, multivitamins are a low-risk alternative that tends to be fairly affordable. Or you can focus on including 2 to 3 servings of fruits and vegetables per day to give your body and brain the nutrients it needs. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank editors-in-chief Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.